Windfall Elimination Provision, SSA Publication Number 05-10045, January 2011. The contents of this audio publication are: your Social Security retirement or disability benefits may be reduced. When your benefits may be affected. Why a different formula is used. How does it work? Some expectations. And a guarantee. Contacting Social Security. Your Social Security retirement or disability benefits may be reduced. If you work for an employer who does not withhold Social Security taxes from your salary, such as a government agency or an employer in another country, the pension you get based on that work may reduce your Social Security benefits. The windfall elimination provision affects how the amount of your retirement or disability benefit is calculated if you receive a pension from your work where Social Security taxes were not taken out of your pay. A modified formula is used to calculate your benefit amount, resulting in a lower Social Security benefit than you otherwise would receive. When your benefits may be affected, the windfall elimination provision primarily affects you if you earned a pension in any job where you did not pay Social Security taxes and you also worked in other jobs long enough to qualify for a Social Security retirement or disability benefit. For example, this provision affects Social Security benefits when any part of a person's federal service after 1956 is covered under the Civil Service Retirement System, CSRS. However, federal service where Social Security taxes are withheld, Federal Employees Retirement System, will not reduce your Social Security benefit amounts. The windfall elimination provision may apply if you reach 62 after 1985, or you became disabled after 1985, and you first became eligible for a monthly pension based on work where you did not pay Social Security taxes after 1985, even if you are still working. Why a different formula is used? Social Security benefits are intended to replace only a percentage of a worker's pre-retirement earnings. The way Social Security benefit amounts are figured, lower-paid workers get a higher return than highly paid workers. For example, lower-paid workers could get a Social Security benefit that equals about 55% of their pre-retirement earnings. The average replacement rate for highly paid workers is about 25%. Before 1983, people who worked mainly in a job not covered by Social Security had their Social Security benefits calculated as if they were long-term, low-wage workers. They had the advantage of receiving a Social Security benefit representing a higher percentage of their earnings, plus a pension from a job where they did not pay Social Security taxes. Congress passed the windfall elimination provision to remove that advantage. How does it work? Social Security benefits are based on the worker's average monthly earnings adjusted for inflation. We separate your average earnings into three amounts and multiply the amounts using three factors. For example, a worker who turned 62 in 2011, the first $749 of average monthly earnings is multiplied by 90%. The amount over $749 up to $3,768 by 32%. And the remainder by 15%. The sum of the three amounts equals the total monthly payment amount. The 90% factor is reduced in the modified formula and phased in for workers who reached age 62 or became disabled between 1986 and 1989. For those who reached 62 or became disabled in 1990 or later, the 90% factor is reduced to 40%. There are exceptions to this rule. For example, the 90% factor is not reduced if you have 30 or more years of substantial earnings in a job where you paid Social Security taxes. See the first table that lists the amount of substantial earnings for each year. The second table shows the percentage used depending on the number of years of substantial earnings. If you have 21 to 29 years of substantial earnings, the 90% factor is reduced between 45 and 85%. To see the maximum amount, your benefit could be reduced. Visit www.socialsecurity.gov/retire2/WEP-chart.htm. The year, 1937 to 1954. Substantial earnings, $900. 1955 to 58. Substantial earnings, $1,050. 1959 to 1965. Substantial earnings, $1,200. 1966 to 1967, $1,650. 1968 to 1971, $1,950. 1972, $2,250. 1973, $2,700. 1974, $3,300. 1975, $3,525. 1976, $3,825. 1977, $4,125. 1978, $4,425. 1979, $4,725. 1978, $5,100. 1981, $5,550. 1982, $6,075. 1983, $6,675. 1984, $7,050. 1985, $7,425. 1986, $7,875. 1987, $8,175. 1988, $8,400. 1989, $8,925. 1990, $9,525. 1991, $9,900. 1992, $10,350. 1993, $10,725. 1994, $11,250. 1995, $11,325. 1996, $11,625. 1997, $12,150. 1998, $12,650. 1999, $13,425. 2000, $14,175. 2001, $14,925. 2002, $15,750. 2003, $16,125. 2004, $16,275. 2005, $16,725. 2006, $17,475. 2007, $18,150. 2008, $18,975. 2009 to 2011, $19,800. Years of substantial earnings, 30 or more, percentage 90%. 29, 85%. 28, 80%. 27, 75%. 26, 70%. 25, 65%. 24, 60%. 23, 55%. 22, 50%. 21, 45%. 20 or less, 40%. Some expectations. The windfall elimination provision does not apply if you are a federal worker first hired after December 31, 1983. You were employed on December 31, 1983 by a nonprofit organization that did not withhold Social Security taxes from your pay at first, but then began withholding Social Security taxes from your pay. Only your pension is based on railroad employment. The only work you did where you did not pay Social Security taxes was before 1957, or you have 30 or more years of substantial earnings under Social Security. The windfall elimination provision does not apply to survivors' benefits. However, benefits may be reduced for widows or widowers because of another provision of the law. As for Government Pension Offset, publication number 05-10007, and a guarantee. If you get a relatively low pension, you are protected. The reduction in your Social Security benefit cannot be more than one half of the amount of your pension that is based on earnings after 1956 on which you did not pay Social Security taxes. Contacting Social Security. For more information and to find copies of our publications, visit our website at www.socialsecurity.gov or call toll-free at 1-800-772-1213. For the deaf or hard of hearing, call our TTY number at 1-800-325-0778. We treat all calls confidentially. We can answer specific questions from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., Monday through Friday. We can provide information by automated phone service 24 hours a day. We also want to make sure you receive accurate and courteous service. That is why we have a second Social Security representative monitor some telephone calls.